This article addresses USA category that is articulated with virtual and televised classes where literacy is present in contexts of inequality and the Keynesian exclusion, which are linked to account for a reality that is inhabited today and that particularizes from their own contexts. Thus, the categories of inequality and the Keynesian exclusion are approached, with the idea of constructing reflections and looking at the challenges that exist in rural spaces in Mexico and in particular, the problems that young people make visible in the context of the pandemic. Its purpose is to reveal some experiences from the voices of Briseida and Mario telesecondary students where they portray the inequalities that they have historically lived and that have increased from the confinement caused by the pandemic. The subjects referred to in this article are a part of a broader investigation that was developed in the south of the state of Mexico on the borders of the states of Guerrero and Michoacán. It was built from the theoretical approach in which we used the ecology of Naalillas, Santos, 2009, and Dadar de Colonial Perspectives, Mignolo, 2007, Castro Gómez, 2005, that are transversal with the ideas of undisciplined research and methodologies, Wallerstein, 1996, Haber, 2001, Gorbachirufe, 2016, in addition to drawing on sociocultural youth studies, Valenzuela, 2013, Nateras, 2016, Reguillo, 2010, Pérez Islas, 2012, likewise we assume that the research is qualitative, comprehensive, interpretative, using as a methodological possibility the biographical narrative method, Bolívar, Domingo y Fernández, 2001, the techniques used were the biographical interview to build the narratives from different dialogic encounters with 16 young people from a rural telesecondary. Their voices enabled us to construct new perspectives to rethink the school in a context of pandemic.